You are listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Supporters of the LGBTQ community came out by the hundreds to counter a protest against inclusive education Wednesday morning. The result was a raucous standoff outside McGill's Roddick Gates, with the two groups separated by Montreal police. Wednesday's protest was one of many across Canada, under the banner of the 1 Million March for Children. Protesters demanded schools drop discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity from their curricula.
Don't impose your ideology. Education, not sexualization.
Drag queen Uma God was there to lend support to queer, but especially trans people, whose very existence has become a culture war issue in recent years.
I'm old enough to remember a time when, you know, trans wasn't even a word that most people knew. And so now we've come so far, I can't let us go backwards. I'm using my voice, using the platform that I have, the friends that I have, the community that we have, to make sure that everyone knows that whether you're in a big city like Montreal or a tiny little village of 250 people, you have a voice. We're here for each other.
Because of the contentious nature of the protests, many of the people there asked to remain anonymous. One such protester suggested a degree of tolerance for what people do in private, but said teaching acceptance was a bridge too far.
They are really free to do whatever they want, and we are really free to do whatever we want. But there is a line, thin line, between these two, let's say, categories. They cannot come and impose messages and way of thinking and everything. They have to accept us, and we have to accept them.
Another protester said he didn't know much about the issues, but had heard about the march online and was there to hear from both sides.
Yes, I know very little about Soji, but I have seen a lot of some negative energy around it on YouTube and on other social media platforms. And I had heard about the 1 million person march. Trans rights are human rights. I think every reasonable person will accept that. On the other hand, I can also, I guess, sympathize with parents who might feel that their kids are receiving education that they believe parents should be giving and not the school. So it's a very difficult conversation.
The difficulty, of course, is that protesters believe this inclusive education shouldn't be given at all. The claim of parents' rights goes at least as far back as Anita Bryant in 1970s America. Protecting our children was just one of the justifications she used for discrimination against gays. According to the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, one of the two groups organizing Wednesday's protests is explicitly anti-LGBTQ. It wasn't hard for most people there on Wednesday to pick a side. Here's burlesque performer BBL on the importance of standing for queer and trans rights.
I'm here for my family, I'm here for my friends, I'm here to support people that I stand by, people that I don't know, but I believe that this is a human right. No one deserves to have a human right taken away from them, and I stand by that. So if I have to stand, like I said before, if I have to stand here till 4 a.m, if I have to stand here every day and protest against homophobes and protest for trans lives, I'll do that. I'll do that absolutely.
Police say the protests were finished by 2:15 with no arrests. I'm Jules Bugel, reporting with files from Wendy Zhao. Thanks for listening.